Ricky Meese.
It's a bad drive for southbounders on I-15. First of all, you have your solid slowdowns from downtown to 72nd South. You're still in slow speeds down to Draper, but that's where traffic turns to slow and go and stop and go due to a new accident. Southbound I-15 blocking a right lane of traffic. It's after 123rd, but before Bangor Highway. Northbound I-15 delays Draper to Midvale. And some slowdowns southbound I-215's west belt between I-80 and Taylorsville. And we have that crash blocking three different directions of traffic in Taylorsville, 5400 South, 3600 West. Joe Davis?
So in Utah County right now, as you come down the hill into Lehigh, you're going to encounter traffic at about the sand pit. That continues down to about 1500 North. From there, going back the other direction for northbound travelers, they're going to find traffic all the way back to Main Street and American Fork. Also, we have a report of a new accident northbound I-15 at 400 South in Springville. This is off to the right shoulder. Mark?
Still pretty rough coming up South Salt Lake through downtown and to the north interchange northbound I-15. And then, unfortunately, your traffic is back now to Centerville Legacy Parkway all the way up to where there was an earlier wreck that just cleared at 200 North in Kaysville, and then you have double up on those southbound delays as well. The crash just below 5600 South in Roy has a right lane block. Leonardo is Utah's most creative museum. Inside, you can build a car, fly a plane, or paint a masterpiece. The Leonardo is the perfect place for unique family experiences. Visit Leonardo.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wow.